With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Hurricane Beryl has strengthened into a powerful Category 4 storm as it approaches the Southeast Caribbean. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says the hurricane has become a dangerous storm.
Moving quickly off to the west at 21 miles per hour and is going to be moving through the Windward Islands Monday. Beryl has continued to rapidly intensify and is now an extremely dangerous Category 4 hurricane with maximum sustained winds of around 130 miles per hour. We've had both the Air Force Reserve and NOAA Hurricane Hunter aircraft in the storm.
He adds that people that live from St. Vincent south to Grenada needs to pay attention.
Everybody in the Windward Islands should be listening to any advice or potential evacuation orders they've been given by your local officials. Please, you have a few hours left the rest of today and this evening to get ready for what's going to be a potentially catastrophic storm.
Also at SRNnews.com, the UN Security Council has been presented with evidence that Russia has deployed a North Korean missile in the Ukraine.
In January 2024,
Jonah Leff, Executive Director of Conflict Armament Research, offered a detailed analysis of remnants of a ballistic missile that struck Kharkiv on January 2nd.
Carr documented the missile's rocket motor, its tail section.
Showing the council photos of the remnants, he said they had unique features indicating it was manufactured in North Korea last year. Leff says the evidence
irrefutably establishes that the missile fired on Kharkiv was indeed of DPRK origin.
The U.S. and its Western allies accused North Korea and Russia of violating a U.N. embargo on arms exports from the DPRK. Russia dismissed the accusations as baseless. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Authorities in Nigeria say 18 people have been killed, 30 wounded in coordinated attacks by suspected female suicide bombers in the city of Gwaza. The attacks raise security concerns in a region that's been at the center of an Islamist insurgency. This is SRN News. British nurses fight transgenderism, SRN's Michael Harrington.
Five women who work at Darlington Memorial Hospital say they're being forced to share a changing room with a man who is living as a woman. They have filed suit against Britain's national healthcare system for sexual harassment and sex discrimination. The nurses say when they complained about having to change in the presence of a man, their supervisors told them to, quote, broaden their mindset and be more inclusive. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
U.S. charitable giving dropped by 2.1% last year to $557 billion, but experts say the flow of funds is beginning to stabilize following several years of volatility related to the pandemic. Churches and other religious causes have historically received the largest share of donations, and that held true last year. However, religious giving fell 1% to $146 billion and has declined in four of the past 6 years. This is SRN News. Numerous injuries in a major league ballpark.
11 people have been hurt when an escalator malfunctioned at American Family Field in Milwaukee following a game between the Brewers and Chicago Cubs. A team spokesman says 6 people were hospitalized, 5 others treated at the ballpark. The escalator's malfunction resulted in a, quote, increased downward speed. Officials are investigating. Jason Walker reporting.
Art lovers all over Florida are upset as groups are scrambling to plug large budget gaps. That comes after Governor Ron DeSantis unexpectedly vetoed $32 million in arts funding. Advocates say the lack of state funding is going to devastate arts and culture in the Sunshine State. A DeSantis spokeswoman says the governor makes veto decisions that are in the best interest of Florida citizens. You'll find more details, more stories, and more at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.